It's not known, it's not clear exactly if this was the means by which he was taken or whether the car rushed him to the hospital. The Italian television service has just announced that no vital organs were damaged by the gunshots. Again, the Italian television service says the bullets have been extracted from the body of the Pope. And that, of course, would be good news. It's not known the source for the information, except the Italian television service has broadcast that information to the effect that the Pope's vital organs were not harmed by the bullets which he received today in the attempted slaying in St. Peter's Square. The Pope, as we have noted, will be 61 years of age, May the 18th. He keeps himself in good condition, exercises, and has been in robust health, as far as anybody knows. The Pope last was threatened by a man who, in last November, we believe, attempted to enter St. Peter's. He was stopped by one of the Swiss guards, that is, the papal guard. The man was bearing a knife and allegedly said it was his intention to harm the Pope. That man was turned over to police and, as far as we know, still is in custody being examined or being charged. That has been the only overt attempt on the pontiff's well-being that has come to public light, except for today, when a young man who is in custody opened fire on the pontiff's vehicle as he was being driven to his weekly Wednesday audience, and two of the bullets, we're told, took effect. Italian television service says no vital organs were hit and that both of the shots, both of the projectiles, have been extracted successfully from the pontiff's body. It was said by Vatican Radio his condition was, quote, sufficiently grave, that being the phrase used by the Vatican Radio to describe the condition of the pontiff. The hospital where he was taken had previously said that his condition was very serious. So he has been in the operating room for nearly 1 hour. There's been no hospital bulletin to the effect of what happened there, except for the somewhat cheering word from Italian TV service saying that the bullets had been extracted and it was found that no vital organs had been harmed on their penetration of the Pope's body. Pope John Paul II, as everyone knows, is a fairly large man in robust condition normally. He was 58 when he was elected Pope, the first non-Italian to become so in some 445 years. A native of Poland, he returned to his country to a tumultuous tour of the nation and to the small village where he was born. Then he came to the United States that following fall. In October, he was here, traveled at least as far west as Iowa, and made known his physicality by the hours that he kept, finally telling one audience in Chicago, now please go home and go to sleep. Good-humored, a linguist, speaks fluently at least five languages, and one of those is English. He has spoken here in English frequently during his tour. A man who has been in the world and very visible as Pope, which was begun by his predecessor, Pope Paul VI, perhaps would have been continued by his immediate predecessor, Pope John Paul I, but who died after just 33 days of reign, as we know. So to sum up, the Pope John Paul II was wounded by an assailant at approximately 11:26 Eastern Daylight Time today as he was driving to his weekly audience. He was driving through St. Peter's Square when a man opened fire. The Pope, we believe, was struck twice by bullets in the abdominal area. He's been operated on. Italian television service tells us that no vital organs were injured by the bullets, that the bullets have been extracted. It is said also, and not confirmed, that a couple of women in the audience in the square were struck by other stray gunshots. One of these people is said to be in serious or critical condition. This has not been confirmed because of the spotlight, of course, falling upon the condition of the Pope himself. We know nothing of the assailant. He's described as a non-Italian, dark-skinned young man who was wielding a pistol, the caliber and nature of which we don't know either. He was taken in custody by pilgrims as they seized the man immediately upon his opening fire, and he's in the custody of the Italian police. We are told that the operation is over now. Italian television, as we've told you repeatedly, says no vital organs were injured by the bullets and that they both have been extracted. there is a spokesman for the Vatican Press Office, that office not far from St. Peter's Square itself, and perhaps we could ask him what other information he has on this tragic event. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can hear you.
And what is your name?
This is the Communications Commission of the Vatican. The press office is part of the Communications Commission.
I understand. Can you give me any detail as to the Pontiff's current condition? We understand he has been operated on.
He's been taken out of the operating room. The operation is over. They removed a small part of the intestine in the surgery. The final bulletin, at least at the present moment, is that no vital organ was touched.
But there was an excision of part of the intestine.
That's right, yes.
Can you tell me how clinically the pontiff's condition is described?
They say that it's not grave. That was the last bulletin we heard. Not serious. He received a transfusion, but then they carried out the operation, and it is not serious at the moment. That's the latest bulletin we have in the hospital.
I see. Can you give me some of the feeling of your office and of the Vatican staff when this event took place? What was the original impression? It must have been one of shock.
Terrible shock, because it's a very nice afternoon in Rome. It's rather warm, and as I was coming into work, I saw the jeep that the Pope was going to come into St. Peter's Square in. He transfers from his car and gets into this white jeep when he goes into the square for this Wednesday afternoon public audience. And he stands up in this white jeep so the people can see him, then he can shake hands and that sort of thing. And I passed it as I came in through the Vatican gates this afternoon, as I always do on a Wednesday at 5. And only 15 minutes later, he received a frantic call that he had been shot.
What did you do then?
In St. Peter's Square, and they're praying. Many people are coming there to see the place where he was shot.
Can you tell me something of the square itself now? It must be,
There aren't as many people there now, but people are continuing to come there to see the place where it happened. In the beginning, there was quite a lot of panic. But immediately after the shot, some priests stood up and asked people to pray together to keep calm.
And was the jeep moving at the time, or had he just transferred from the other larger car?
He had gotten around the square of St. Peter's through the crowd, as he always does, around the obelisk in the center of St. Peter's Square, and he was around the far right side at the moment when he would get down out of the jeep and go up to the platform to give his speech. It was just at that moment when he was shot, and his secretary caught him as he fell.
And was he then taken by jeep to the hospital, or was he transferred to an ambulance?
Taken immediately by ambulance to the hospital. He was transferred from the jeep to the ambulance.
What now will happen in the event of a long convalescence? Have you any way to describe how the affairs of the church are managed in this condition?
Oh, I couldn't offhand give you a definite answer about that. We have the Secretary of State, of course, who is still here. We have the Camerlengo, who is in charge and basically is incapacitated. You might talk to the authorities at the Archdiocese in New York, who can give you all the historical background right now.
Surely. I believe Pope Paul VI himself instituted a long communication, or almost constitution.
Sure, he did, yes. And you might do well to check
that. All right. Thank you for your helpful information, and we appreciate very much the word that the operation is over, and the condition of the Holy Father is not described now as grave, but as serious. So that sums it up. The Pope has been operated on for the extraction of two bullets. A would-be assassin shot him today in St. Peter's Square. He is recovering from his operation. This is Reed Collins, CBS News.